Well, good morning again. This time together that we've shared today may be shorter than usual, but I pray it's very meaningful. I'm going to take the sermon series that's in the bulletin and push it out another week and put that on hold for a moment, or at least for this Sunday. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, there will be a memorial service this coming Friday for Dave Garlock's family. Now, some here may or may not know Dave and Marianne and their family personally, but I imagine a lot of folks' lives in this sanctuary have been touched through the years by Dave and his family. And so what I would like for us to share in today, knowing that there will be a memorial service Friday to honor and celebrate Dave's life. In the meantime, the praying body of Christ has the ability and the power to hold his family up in prayer at this time. And so I want us as a community to accomplish that much this morning. I want us to be in prayer together, and I will guide us through a series of prayers. If you are a guest or even a member of the church and you don't know the Garlock family, that's okay, because God honors your prayers as you pray them, no matter, he knows them and he knows every detail of their lives. So let me begin this morning with just simply sharing an announcement that I received last night from Marianne Garlock. And it says, Dave Garlock was in North Carolina on his annual motorcycle trip with his son Benjamin. And they were en route to Roanoke, Virginia, when Dave was involved in a collision and lost his life. We are thankful for the hope we have in knowing that David is at home with his Savior, Jesus Christ. A memorial celebration of David's life will be held here at the church in the sanctuary here on Friday at 11 p.m., and so I would encourage you, if your schedule allows, to come and support the family then. Also, there will be a luncheon served afterwards. I would also begin by simply sharing from my own heart. In the short amount of time that I have been blessed to be ministering in this community, Dave and I have shared a deepening friendship and fellowship. I consider him a dear friend and brother in Christ, and so to some great degree the wind was knocked out of my own sails a little bit this week. And I cannot imagine what his family is going through, and especially his son who was riding with him when the accident occurred. And so sometimes when these events happen, and I appreciate this congregation in the past couple of years, we've done this on more than one occasion when there was a tragic bus accident in the community. We pray for the little girl and her family and for other events like that. And I have to just confirm that those kind of prayers do more than we will ever see with our eyes physically, and God honors that. So I want us to, as you are able, as I said, to put it in your schedule, to be here to surround the family on Friday. But for today, let's join our hearts together and we will lift them up. And I would like to honor, lift up and support not just the family, but the community, because I know there are many friends and others in this community that Dave and Marianne and their family have touched through the years. And then our church community, because even in the early service, there were those that were mourning and grieving and needed to be in prayer for this family at this time. And so please join with me this morning, if you will, simply to offer this covering of prayer, first of all, for the community of friends in Springville and for the community of faith of Springville First United Methodist Church. Whatever the Lord leads you to speak to him. And if you would like to lift up a word out loud, please do. Otherwise, we will share a moment of silence, and then I'll guide us to the next time of praying. So for now, let's join our hearts as we pray for this community and as we pray for our church community together. Let us pray. Oh God, creator and sustainer and father of all of us, Lord, we thank you for Christ's grace through which we pray to you in this dark hour. A life that we have loved has been taken and torn from us and the community, and expectations the year once held have vanished. And the mystery of death has stricken us. But Lord, by your very Spirit, you know the lives we live and the deaths that we die that are woven so strangely of purpose and of chance, of reason and of irrationality, of strength and of frailty, of happiness and of pain. O Lord, David's soul has been put into your hands, and no mortal life you have made is without eternal meaning. And no earthly fate is beyond your redeeming. And so God, through your grace today, you can do more than we can ever think of or begin to imagine, and so fulfill in Dave's life your purpose that reaches beyond time and death. Oh God, bring comfort and power and light to this community and to our community of faith, that his light in this life would be a witness of the presence of Jesus to encourage and to challenge us all to walk closer to you until the day we are called to be in your presence. And so even now, Lord, as we trust as your child and your follower, your servant, your disciple, as he is in your presence, would you lead Dave from strength to strength to do the same with, and do the same today with his brothers and sisters in the faith as you fit him for love and service in your kingdom. Do the same with us today as we commit our lives into your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First, I'd like to share a reading with you, some promises from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. Give us this promise today: remember my affliction and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall, my soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every single morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And so as we consider these promises from the Old Testament scripture today, let's simply take a moment and pray for Dave's children. Once again, we may or may not know them. We may or may not know them by name, but the Lord does. We know Benjamin's name, as he was with his father the day that he was taken. So some here may or may not know, and that's fine. But as you pray, think even of your own children today to lift up before the Lord. And let's pray for the Spirit to lead us and the things that they need to be prayed over this time. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, the question is raised in your word, whom do we have finally on earth but you, with the understanding that it is no one but you who can redeem us, take care of us, guide us, lead us, help us to know the meaning of our days. And may these days in the near future be ones that Dave's children find their strength and their purpose in you alone. Oh God, we pray for healing and peace and a special anointing over Benjamin today, and grace upon grace to help him to make sense in the middle of the storm. May you fully be their comfort and their shepherd and the one who shepherds their souls. Help us all to know how frail we truly are in this life, how precious our lives are, and how each moment you have given is sacred, a sacred trust to live for your glory. Hold us in your keeping. Forgive our sins today, Lord, and save our minds and the minds of Dave's children today from despair and our hearts from fear. And Lord, guard and guide each one of them with your peace this day. We would simply ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. As I thought about some of the wonderful promises that we can take from the book of prayers today, Psalm 103 is such a gift for all of us, no matter what place we find ourselves in this life. The Psalm of David simply says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." Let's take a moment this morning and lift up Dave's grandchildren. Once again, we may or may not know their names, and that's okay. Think of your own, those who are blessed with that gift to be grandparents in this place, of your own grandchildren as we pray, and pray a blessing over them this morning. So let's pray together. Almighty God, in your keeping there is shelter from the storm. O Lord, in your mercy there is comfort for the sorrows of this life. We know that. We trust that from your word today. But please, we ask, Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, enfold these children in your tender care today. Hear now our prayer for these little ones who mourn and have heavy hearts today. Oh God, give them strength and words and thoughts to put with what they're going through, to follow you and your will, light their darkness in your love. Lord, we ask that you would enable them to see beyond the things of this mortal world, the promise of things eternal. Help them to know that your care enfolds all of your people and that Dave is in the palm of your hand, that you are our refuge, our strength, and that underneath are always the everlasting arms. In Jesus' name today we pray. Amen. And then lastly, today I would share as we join our hearts to pray for Mary Ann and for our spouses and for one another. I would just share one other scripture, and I'll say out loud as I was doing my devotions this week, this was one that was part of my reading, and I'm very hesitant to just open the Bible and put my finger on something and then apply it to a situation. This can be very dangerous, but in this situation, I think it was the Lord used it to bring me comfort, and I pray it speaks to you today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul writes these words of the God of all comfort. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. It was just a word reminding me that we have the ability and the right to be comfort givers and receivers this week as we interact with those who are struggling and who are at a loss. And so in closing, let's take time to lift up Mary Ann and any others in our midst who have walked this path before today. Let's pray. Oh God, we pray today that you would simply pour yourself and your anointing into Mary Ann. Give her wisdom and peace and patience for the journey ahead. And I pray that those who are ones who have already endured the trial of this journey, this very path, would be comfort bearers, comfort givers, and even comfort receivers as we come together as the body of Christ. To do as your word says in Romans, to laugh with those who laugh and grieve with those who grieve. Knowing there is a time and season for all things, but it's so challenging when things seem to come out of nowhere and take us by surprise. Lord Jesus, our friend, you wept at the grave of Lazarus. And so you know all of our sorrows. Oh God, take the tears of Dave's spouse and other spouses who have walked this path today, and bind the wounds of their hearts, and through the mystery of pain, bring us all into closer communion with you and with one another.
Lord Jesus, raise us from death into life and grant that in your mercy that Marianne will know in her heart of hearts that Dave is in your holy presence even now. I pray that confirmation for those others who've walked with a spouse that walked with you. Grant us also in your mercy that with Dave, who has passed within the veil, that we may come to live with you and with all who we love in our Father's home when that day comes. We thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer today as the body of Christ comes together to lift up those in our extended family who are broken, who are hurting, who are grieving. And so now we ask, Lord, that you would simply guide us. Shortly, as we prepare to leave this service, to serve you, to live for you, to love you, and to trust in you in all of our days. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray today.